So you know, the Yontif of Chanukah, one of the essential themes of Chanukah is Hoidah, is to give thanks, is to praise Hashem and to give thanks to Hashem. And in a certain sense, you know, even though every Yontif has that element to it, but every other Yontif, the thankfulness of other Yom Tovim sometimes gets lost in the in the accessories, in the things that we have along with the thankfulness. So there's halal on Pesach, but there's also matzah and mar and four cups and questions and answers. It gets lost sometimes in the complexity of the Yontif. But Chanukah is simple. Chanukah is very, very simple. All it is, you light a candle and you thank Hashem. That's really all it is. So why is it, Taka, that of all the Yom Tovim, Chanukah is so much connected with thankfulness, with Haidah? And what's amazing is, if you think about it, of all the Yom Tovim, Chanukah should be the least thankful for. Why? Because what happened on Chanukah? Chanukah, so there was a miracle, as we know, the Yevanim and so on. We took control of the Beis HaMikdash and we found a little jar of oil and so on. But in a much broader historical sense, that's a blip on the radar. I mean, at the end of the day, we still only had a second Beis HaMikdash, which was a shell of what the first Beis HaMikdash was. The Chashmonaim, the Chashmonaim's empire was also just a blip on the radar. Just a little bit over 100 years down the line, they would be completely decimated to the point of where there are no Chashmonaim left. Ultimately, the Gromans would destroy the Beis HaMikdash and throw us into this Golus, which has not yet to be completed yet. So what are we celebrating on Chanukah already? Pesach, listen, we got out of Mitzrayim, and our Emuna was given to us, and that's something that lasts forever. Every Yontif has something that is forever. What exactly happened on Chanukah that we're so thankful for? The answer is exactly the point. What we're learning on Chanukah, the thankfulness of Chanukah, is a thankfulness to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for even something that seems to be just a blip. You're right, it's not a big chiddush, it's not a big, not a kunst to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for something that changes your life forever. Everyone would thank the Rabbanu Shalom for that. The chiddush of Chanukah is to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for even just a small little gift that you enjoy at the time, and then a moment later it goes, and it's gone. You know, even the lights of Chanukah, it's only for a half hour, and then that's it, and finished. And that's the point. The haidah of Chanukah, the thankfulness of Chanukah, is to be mechazik ourselves, that we thank the Rabbanu Shalom, we praise the Rabbanu Shalom, we acknowledge the Rabbanu Shalom, even when he's not doing something for us which is life-changing. Even those moments that are not big events in life. Small little things that come and go, and when the moment passes, you're back to the same tsar as you were before. But there was a moment of archava, there was a moment of expansiveness, there was a moment of a gift. And you thank the Rabbanu Shalom for that. That's where the mid of Haidah, the mid of thankfulness, is the most profound. It's the most expressed. It's the deepest. It's dafka when we thank the Rabbanu Shalom for moments that we know are not going to be life-changing, that are moments that we know are going to pass and we'll be right back the way we were. And despite that recognition, despite that understanding, we still thank the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the beauty of the Yontif of Chanukah. So as we light our candles, we have to be mechazik ourselves to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for mamish everything, not just the big events, but bedavka, the small events. Bedavka, things that are not necessarily, they wouldn't make it to our top 10 list of events in our lives. Those are dafka things we thank Hashem for on Chanukah. Hashem shel, we should be zaychet to enjoy the light of Chanukah in its most magnificent form. B'bi'ez kol tzedek, mi'er v'minu, amen.